If you guys thought we've been hype in the past for our shows, you've seen nothing yet, because the man, the myth, the legend, the Greek, Panos, is with us live right here on AfterBuzz. It's Lindsay Lohan's Beach Club. Let's go!
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
The tingles. What? What is even happening right now? Panos is with us, guys. Come on, man.
This is my dream.
This episode was amazing, as always. And then just the fact that our boy is on the show with us, I cannot believe it. My friend, Panos, how are you doing, sir?
Hi, guys. Everything is fine. I'm very happy to be here with you. Although I'm not here, but you know.
We're so excited to have you. Thank you so much for coming on with us today. You are on here.
Thank you for inviting me, actually.
Anytime. You are on the show with us at a pivotal moment in the show's evolution in the season. We're going to get into it. It's super big. First, I want to introduce my co-host to my left, Maddie Cox.
I'm Maddie Pox. Thanks so much, Panos, for being here. You're amazing.
Thank you for inviting me, Maddie.
And further to our left, we have AfterBuzz's own Jay-Z, Jesse Zahner.
Hey, guys. Join us in the live chat. Let us know if you have any questions for Panos. And Panos, thank you so much for joining us. We're so excited to have you.
Hi, Jesse. Nice to see you.
Panos, right off the bat, I want to ask the question on everybody's mind. Will you be my Maddie and Jesse's new best friend?
You want me to?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
I can be, although you're too far, but we can Skype call all the time, you know.
Best pen pal friends. Yeah. We're so
At some point I will invite you to Greece. You should come, so yes.
I will take you on it in a second.
We gotta suck up to him first. Yeah.
My wife's really gonna hold me to that. She like every other week is to be like, you know, Pano said we could come through.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. Thank you so much.
Everyone is invited, actually. That's my whole like point, you know, of making this club.
And you want everybody to have fun and experience Greece.
Yeah.
What do you want?
What? Sorry, I didn't hear you.
You want everybody to come and have fun and experience Greece. Experience Mykonos.
Yeah, because that's the other chapter of the whole like situation, you know, where like we want people to know what's going on here.
When you guys have guests come through to the club, what's the one big thing you really want them to walk away with?
Just our perfect hospitality, you know, environment and the whole atmosphere that we're bringing to them. That's our whole point, you know. If they're going to have fun, they should come to our place and leave, like, thinking about it, how much fun it was. That's the main goal.
I think that's awesome. We know you met up with Lindsay a while ago. It wasn't necessarily love at first sight. We've heard some quotes. But what was really the turning point that got you guys to start to go into business together?
It's a big, like, oh, my God, it's a roller coaster at the beginning, you know. We didn't, like, start, like, loving each other because it was all about this business fact. And we were not just the two of us. We had, like, investors behind us. It was a big thing, you know, and it didn't start on the – it actually started well, but it wasn't, like, we were not friends, like, from the beginning. You understand what I mean?
Right.
We started connecting afterwards because we were spending so much time together that after a certain point, you know, you're becoming close with the other person. And – we actually have, like, a lot of similar things in our personalities. That's why.
I think that's
awesome. You know, we're thinking the same way in some stuff.
And it makes sense.
Not only business stuff.
It would make sense to go into business.
Yeah, I really...
Exactly.
Yeah, I really love seeing your guys' relationship because you see this girl who has so much drive for her and she has so much going on. It's not like she's a nobody. Like, she's super famous and she obviously knows what people want in a club, especially in Europe. You know, deal with famous people and the rich and famous, whatever.
Exactly. That doesn't, like, the whole, like, rich and famous part of it, that doesn't work for me that much. You know, like, I didn't see her as, like, this type of a person.
Right.
I saw her, like, the business person that we need to build a business together because business brought us together at the beginning.
Yeah.
And that's how it started, you know. I didn't see her as, oh, my God, it's Lindsay Lohan sitting next to me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that, I think that's the thing that she liked as well.
Yeah, you guys level each other out. I love that. And you kind of can see through people really well. I love that as well. You know when someone's kind of full of shit I can say.
One thing we talk about a lot on the show is how impressed we are with Lindsay, how amazing she comes off. She's just so in charge. She's a boss babe. She's really doing it. When you talk to her, are you surprised by people's reaction? Because I think a big kind of thought before, when we saw the coming attractions and stuff from the show, that we thought she was going to be wild and crazy and partying and things like that. Are you surprised at how people are seeing it?
That's what everybody thinks about Lindsay, but it's not like that. She's totally different in real life. And it's so funny because that's been going on for like years, people talking about it, right? And they're saying that she's the party girl and she's going crazy and blah, 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 blah. It's not like that. It's the image that they, like, the people that don't know her want to, like, you know, show. But it's not. It's not her, you know. The real Lindsay, it's the Lindsay that you're seeing right now. Right. That's the main part of it.
It's
the,
fantastic.
The girl that wants, like, she wakes up early. She wants to go to her job. She does this. She does that. She takes care of the business. She's the image of the business. She's a lot of stuff, you know. And she's serious about it. Trust me.
You're really good.
Sometimes at... more serious than me.
No, but you're really good at showing that on the show. Like, you really, you know, show her fans and everyone who's watching, you know, Lindsay's not here to party. She's a businesswoman, and I'm here with her as a part of this business. And you really make the audience see her for who she actually is. So I really like that.
I don't think that everybody can stay in this business being like a party animal all the time.
She has
been in this business and this, like, you know, the whole situation about it, like, for a long time. So if she was, like, partying that hard, like, after a certain point, she cannot handle both, you know. She's not that type of a person.
But people now
are realizing that, actually.
Well, that's good, and the show is bringing it to light. So let's bust in on this episode. So right off the bat... Lindsay's getting zapped. We get some muscle stimulation going on there, some fun stuff. And then, Panos, you come in for an all-staff, all-hands meeting, and we get, which is a lot of fun, we get a little bit of insight into what you're thinking. So, Alex, right off the bat, he's the new employee. He's doing a good job. Brent, we talk a lot about our buddy Brent. Brent's doing a good job. But, you know, he's got his stuff. And now, at the beginning of the episode, you're seeing Janita stepping up day by day. You love that. We get the sweetest call from your mom while business is going on, which is amazingly endearing.
And I'm actually, you don't understand, but I'm actually screaming to my mom, like, close the phone, please. You know?
That was fantastic. But obviously, in the beginning of this episode, it's setting us up with Janita. Is it fair to say that at this point in time, Janita was one of your front runners at this point as far as employees go?
Yeah. And you're going to see that it's like, it's going to become like a bit different, you know, after a certain point, because Janita knows the job. But at the beginning, we didn't start on the very good, like, you know, let's say that when I start like seeing her, it was like actually the first time. She started like having drinks and stuff, you know, and she gave me like the wrong idea from the beginning.
Yeah.
And so it took me some time, you know, to change my mind and see how she really does these things, you know. And now we're in a very good place.
That's
at this
great.
Point, as you're watching. And I like her a lot. I believe, like, for me, out of the group, I believe, like, she's the most beautiful girl, you know.
Yeah.
She's very tall. She's gorgeous. Mm-hmm.
And she definitely has the drive and ambition going on.
Right.
She knows how to step up the game, you know.
And so we get our first VIP, our only VIP client for this episode. We got Big Shaq. Of course, we had a song on
actually,
the intro.
To be honest with you, that's the thing that I'm watching all the time because it's about the editing as well.
Sure.
We have a lot of clients that the people are taking care of, like, and the ambassadors, the VIP host and everything. But we cannot show all of it, you know, sometimes because we only get to show an episode for like 45 minutes, I think. So at this day, let's say, for example, that Big Shaq was on, we had three clients that the people were taking care of. But we only got to show the Big Shaq thing.
Right.
You know, it was the only like way.
Sure. Actually, I was curious. You guys have a lot of VIP celebrities coming through. They're your friends. You get along with them. You do a lot of business. It's a fantastic relationship. Is there any celebrity out there right now that is just you really want to have them in. Somebody who's like a dream celeb for you to come in that hasn't been through the club yet.
No, I'm not that, like, no. As long as they're bringing money, no, I don't care.
They're just a big celebrity. Money, right?
That's why we love you, man. Yeah. That's right.
Into, I'm more into the fact that I prefer having a billionaire in my club, you know, that is not a celebrity, mm-hmm. but I know that he's like a billionaire and he's going to spend a lot of money, than having a celebrity like to my club. And, you know, like, it's not the same thing for me. Yeah. As I've told before, it's all about money, you know. The more you spend, the more of a celebrity you are to me.
I think it would be a little bit better to have a billionaire because there's not, well, depending on who it is.
You understand the way that I'm, saying that, you know?
Yeah, no, but I agree with you. I think that if you have a huge celebrity, there's going to be paparazzi and it's going to be a lot of demands. And if you have someone who's actually really rich and is, you know, a little bit under the wraps, they don't have, paparazzi surrounding them at your club. Mm-hmm. So, Panos,
exactly.
So it's a little bit more chill. Do you agree?
In a way, yes. And also that, don't expect like celebrities sometimes, you know, they're demanding a lot of stuff.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And it's not easy for us, you know, to deliver every time. We do that 95% most of the time. But, you know, when you have like the other type of client, let's say a very rich client, they're not that demanding sometimes, mm-hmm. but they're spending a lot. You know, mm-hmm. and for me, it's much more easier. That's why.
Yeah, I mean, that makes a lot of sense.
I've been in this business for a long time. I've, like, taken care of celebrities in my places and stuff. It's a bit different, you know. But there are a lot of celebrities out there that they're very cool and very, like, normal. And, you know, they're not very demanding, let's say.
I got news for you. Everything's about to change because now you're the celebrity, Panos. Mm-hmm.
Everybody's I don't feel like a celebrity, guys.
Come on,
I live
everybody's
going to
be taking care of you now, my friend. That's it.
No, you're a
new stratosphere.
I'm still working. 24/7 every day.
There you go, man. So we got Big Shaq in. We, Panos, you assigned Billy to take care of his cabana. And Billy, kind of the one responsible for making up the awesome celebrity drink. Right? The special drink. And Gabby, we start to see her getting a little testy, thinking her drink is better. Panos liked Billy's drink better. So,
yeah, it was much more better.
It was awesome. Big Shaq.
It was better. I remember it totally. I still remember even what he put inside. So, yeah.
I'm sorry. If we had seen the episode earlier, we could have had some right here. Big Shaq does the show. Yeah. It's awesome. We're going to get into a quick special message for all our viewers. But before, Jesse, you've got any cool questions from the chat for Panos?
He kind of answered this, but Peyton727 was wondering how Panos and Lindsay ended up becoming friends. I know you talked a little bit about your background together and how it wasn't immediate.
We actually used to hang out even before the business sometimes. You know, we had a lot of mutual friends. We became friends especially because of this business, you know. Mm. Sometimes you don't have the chance to, like, stay away from the one from the other. So we connected through the business. But as I said, like, a couple of minutes before, we have a lot of similar things in our personality. That's what, like, connected us from the beginning, you know.
And you know what? We like to connect to all our viewers who are watching right now.
Sometimes you cannot explain to someone like how we became friends, you know. Right. It took time and we became friends. When you're close to a person all the time, you know, and you're working together, like you do, guys, for example, mm-hmm. you know.
Sure.
You're becoming more familiar with him or her. And right. That's how it goes.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And it makes everything work
And then we started
better.
Having fun with the whole situation. And
of course.
Well, that's the best thing you can do. Maddie? Talk to all our friends out there who we're having fun with right now.
Hey, guys. Before we move to our next topic, we just want to thank you for making us the ESPN of TV Talk. For us to continue to grow, we need your help. Or we could use your help, sorry. If you're on YouTube right now, hit that YouTube thumbs up and subscribe. And if you're on YouTube and iTunes, please give us a 5-star rating. And please join our chat because we are actively talking to you guys. And we want to ask Panos questions. So get in on the chat.
How many questions?
A lot.
We want all the questions.
Yeah, but you know what?
It's early in the morning here.
That's right.
Just woke up like an hour ago. Don't
Fair
kill
enough.
Me.
So you know, Billy did a great job. Actually, one thing I wanted to ask you is going back to the first episode when we saw Brent with Natasha at her cabana. And
Natasha.
Come on. Brent's hooking up with Natasha, and it seemed like that was a good thing because he was kind of giving her what she wanted. He was taking care of her, right? We talked.
I actually spoke with her like a couple of days before I go, and yeah. She's a bit embarrassed of the whole situation.
Oh, no. Oh my God.
You know, she didn't want to like see herself on TV. At the end of the day, I don't know. But I calmed her down. I was like, okay, yeah, whatever.
She looked great. No, yeah. She looked great. I don't think she comes off bad at all. No. What I wanted to say...
It's funny for me.
It's funny. It was funny for us, too. But we're curious. We talked a little bit on the show. Do you think if a girl was assigned to one of the cabanas for the guys, like we talked about with Alesso, do you think there's a different view from a gender kind of role... of hooking up one, you know what I'm saying?
I'm a very open-minded person. I wouldn't like feel different if something like this happened, you know, if the opposite thing happened.
Yeah.
And for me it would be the same thing, you know. That Brent went a little bit too far, to be honest with you. I wasn't expecting even Natasha to start kissing him. But it happened. But I cannot say anything at this point, you know. They can do like they went personal and they did that. Okay. For me, it's okay. As, you know, he delivered what I wanted. Afterwards, he did some more stuff. But it's not like he didn't cross the line, you know, in a way.
Fair enough. Yeah, absolutely.
For me.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
He could do that even out of the business, you know. He could go out with Natasha and start kissing her there.
Sure. It's
the same thing.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, we want to talk a little bit right now about Mike and Alex, real quick, because I know everybody wants us to get to Janita. So real quick about Mike and Alex, and maybe we could open up with a question to you, Panos. Is there any kind of rule or guideline or anything like that about the different ambassadors not hooking up with each other?
You know what they do? That's my problem. That's why I talked about Natasha before, because if you think about it, and you already seen it a bit, whatever they do between them, and they're having relationships or they're kissing or they're hooking up or whatever between them, they used to bring the drama in the place that they're working.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, and that's what I don't like. I don't care if they start hooking up in the house or do whatever they want to do. But if they bring the drama in the club, that's a different story every time for me.
Yeah.
You know, because the last time, as you saw, the last episode with Natasha, for example, I told Brent, and I was actually steering the pot at the time. I told Brent to come to the cabana.
Yeah,
do you remember?
Yeah, you did.
He didn't want to do it because of the whole situation with Sarah. Oh, my God, I'm in a relationship. What am I going to do? And Sarah's in the bathroom and blah, blah, blah. That's what I don't like every time, you know?
Right.
Like, come to the club, be like a robot, flirt with everyone, do this, do that, you know? Like, use your charm and... then go back to the house and be with your girlfriend or whatever you're doing. Mm-hmm. You think we didn't do that a lot of times? Or all of the people have done that been in the nightlife industry. Mm-hmm.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah.
It's part of the job, being flirty.
Absolutely. So Mike and Alex doing more than flirting, go to the club, get drunk, and Jesse, the kiss.
Yeah. I mean, I was shocked because Alex was just talking about hooking up
his
with Mike.
Boyfriend.
And his boyfriend. Yeah. But like, even when he was talking about hooking up with Mike in the past, he said, ew. Did you catch
exactly.
That?
Exactly. Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to tell you something right now.
There we go.
I didn't remember that they hooked up. I didn't remember that they kissed. Mm-hmm. I saw it today. I've never seen that footage in my life. It was the first time that I saw the footage.
Yeah.
Today, tonight. And I was like, what the fuck? Because I remember like the whole summer, Alex was talking about his boyfriend and oh my God, how in love I am and blah blah blah, and I was like, oh my God, he must be very in love. And to be honest with you, he didn't like, you know, he wasn't like very intimate with people because of that. And then I saw the kiss and I was like, what the hell, you know, what's going on?
Completely.
I was a bit surprised as well.
Yeah,
even though I knew it, when I saw it, it was a bit strange for me.
I mean,
because I can still hear his voice, like talking to me about his boyfriend sometimes.
They seem to make up right away, Jesse.
Yeah. Yeah. That was the cool part about it. Is like, I mean, I don't know what's going to happen with his boyfriend. So, like, that's a situation that needs fixed. But, like, the way that they worked it out in the end.
I can't say.
It was.
Panos knows!
I know. But the way that they worked it out was so nice. It's like, why can't every relationship in life be that easy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely. All right, let's get into it. Here we go.
Yeah.
So,
we've been waiting.
Janita. Panos, to her credit, doing her job, inviting a VIP out with them, forward thinking that he could be a baller, bottle popper, and come through to the club. That's good, right, guys?
Right, totally. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, Panos.
I know the guy, by the way.
Of course you do, man.
Oh, yeah, I really
of course
him.
You do.
Yeah, we hang out in Athens as well. He lives in Athens. Sometimes he comes back and forth.
Okay. As our European correspondent right now, to help Gabby out here, does everybody kiss everybody on both cheeks?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's how I greet people all the time.
Panos confirmed.
That's how everyone is greeting people. Yeah.
Okay, so
that's true.
They're all walking in the club. Gentleman's already there. Mm-hmm. Gabby immediately goes up and kisses him on the cheeks, greeting. And Janita super pissed right off the bat.
That was overreacting. I'm British.
I think that that I'm interrupting, but Janita cleared that out. If you think about it, she didn't say that this whole thing started because of the kiss on the cheek.
Right.
The European thing. I think it was a bigger, like, thing that happened.
Right.
She had seemed like she was upset with Gabby the entire episode.
Right. Well, and she kind of said that. She kind of said it wasn't just about this. It was about this, this, and this. And that was kind of like the straw that broke the camel's back in this scenario.
Right.
But, like, at the same time. It was totally overreacting.
I
remember the feeling that I had in this morning in the club. There was a bit of a tense between these two. You know, they didn't speak that much.
Yeah.
They were not communicating. And I noticed that. And I was like, what's going on? Maybe something is going on in the house, you know. I didn't know. And then this happened.
Did you see Gabby as an issue with Gabby the whole time, that she was quote unquote thirsty and trying to jump on other people's attention and things like that?
No, but at the beginning we saw that. Yeah, in a way, Lindsay saw that. That she's a bit thirsty, not like for personal stuff. She was a bit thirsty for everything.
Yeah.
You know,
that's not necessarily a bad thing, right?
If you remember the first episode, she was like, you know, she was so excited that wanted to express that. That didn't come out very well.
So you think she was there for ulterior motives?
No. She's a sweetheart. I don't believe that. Now that I know her, no.
Oh, that's okay. That's good.
But sometimes you get so excited.
Sure.
You know, it comes out wrong.
Yeah. So we get back from the club. We're back home. And now this is where everything comes to a boiling point, right? Janita is upset. Everything with Gabby over the past few weeks or whatever the time is building up. The kiss with this dude at the club is built up, and she just starts to pop off. She was already upset when she was FaceTiming with her friend. Maddie, Jesse, do you guys think this is an overreaction?
I think so. Okay, well, the European kiss, everyone does that, which is totally fine. But that is such...
That's the way we greet each other. That's
I know.
True.
And I was going to say before and whatever... I'm European, and if you don't kiss someone like that, it's almost offensive. So the way she reacted...
Offensive. Don't. Right now you're going on another level. It's not offensive.
Panos is not letting you get away with anything.
Well, no. Uh-oh. Am I in trouble now?
No. But it's not offensive. I greet people with a handshake, and it's the same thing, you know?
Yeah.
I like to keep my distance sometimes.
Yeah.
I mean, I mean, I was really disappointed in this situation because I've kind of been on Janita's side all this time. I've been like rooting for her. Like, she's a female. She's strong. Like, I'm like, go, girl, you got this. And at the beginning, you know, Lindsay wanted her. Panos didn't really want her. And so she was kind of like an underdog to me. So I was like, come on, you know, go, girl. And then she overreacts to like this extent because I get being annoyed with somebody and then it like coming to like you can't take it anymore and you just like go off. But like... just stay away from her. Just ignore her. Move on. Like, why?
Be more classy, let's say.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Why does it have to turn into this?
Well, exactly. It turned into something even bigger because they decide to have a little sit down.
Right.
And basically shout back and forth at each other, not have any kind of meaningful conversation. And I guess it was a little bit hard to see. I guess Gabby is tapping her on the leg like good night. and Janita takes this as an offensive touch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But when you're in a scenario and somebody is yelling at you like that, don't touch them, right? Like, if you don't want to get hit. I'm not saying it's right, but, like, you know not to do that. Yeah, like, would you start clapping in somebody's face and then tap them if they were screaming at you for literally no reason?
No.
Yeah.
I definitely wouldn't. You're right.
I'm going to tell you my personal opinion after you're finished, because it's totally different than everybody thinks.
Oh, okay.
For me, it was like 90%, 95%. Fault of Janita,
okay,
because she ended up being physical, you know,
mm-hmm.
And 5% of Gabby, although she provoked her, you know, she knew how to come out of the situation, because she wanted to continue this. If you think about it, they would start like panting each other.
Sure.
And she started laughing after this, which was a very good thing.
Yes. Right.
You know?
And she did try to get up and walk away in the beginning, and Janita
called her back.
And so...
I don't want to get it twisted. I am on Gabby's side in this situation, even though I've always
liked Janita. Me too, in a way.
Yeah,
although
even though I've loved
that Janita, you know, she doesn't have anger issues, the girl, but she was very angry about it.
Sure.
Yeah. But see, the thing about that situation where she called Gabby back, it's like, you can't not go back then, because then you look like you're scared. So Gabby had to go back, I felt like, because, you know, she's screaming at her and yelling at her, and Gabby's trying to walk away.
Or you look
back.
Like you took the higher road.
There's nothing
wrong with that either.
Yeah.
I was really disappointed. Panos, were you as disappointed as us that nobody left the house to go console Gabby? She just got smashed in the face.
And I found out the day after, you know. So it was like, for me, it was the most disgusting thing that I've seen. Like, I've seen people in my club that they work together, like having fights, but not like becoming physical.
Right.
It was too much.
Okay.
And for no reason, and these are girls. Like, what about girl power and stuff that everybody talks about, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't like what I saw. It was too much. It was too much. And by mistake, she didn't get pants, if you think about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it was a slap and then a pants. If the pants, like, hit her, like, too much.
Yeah,
this would probably end up like being in the hospital for some reason.
She jumped straight into fight mode, too.
I know.
No joke.
Yeah.
That was really scary.
Exactly.
So when
I saw the video, and the funny thing is that it was their day off, I remember. And I woke up. I haven't slept all night that night for some reason. And because we had a bit of a problem about some whatever. It was a business thing. And they called me and they were like, you know, that there was like a physical altercation. And I was like, who? I thought the guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't even expect to happen this with a girl.
Be honest. When you got that call, did you think it was Brent?
That's what I would have thought.
I love that Brent.
I thought somebody had a fight with Brent.
Yeah. Oh my God.
I love that Brent was the one giving advice on how they should calm down.
Oh my God.
That was amazing. He's like, wow.
My God,
I don't know
Brent
what they're doing, man.
Right now. I've never told him that.
We love it. We've got a lot of love for Brent.
We
love Brent.
We give him
Brent's
a hard time.
Cool,
but yeah,
me too.
Oh, my God. I was just going to ask if whenever someone gets in a fight at the house, do you hear about it right away? Or like you just said you heard about the next day, but will they call you if something really bad is happening?
Let's say that it's part of my, like, not contract, but, you know, when a physical altercation is going on, I need to write to find out right away, me and Lindsay, all the time.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right.
You know, because it's something that we're not condoning this, and that's it. Most of the times they're gone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we don't know what comes of this whole situation. We see at the end of the episode that you and Lindsay are coming through and stuff's going to go down next week, so we're excited. What I'm curious for you, because I think we're all on the same boat over here, ladies, correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm kind of surprised you guys hadn't fired anybody yet by already the fourth week. Were you surprised that it wasn't?
No, I'm not.
No.
You're going to see a lot, that's why.
No. It's better to keep the people around, you think?
We cannot, we cannot send people home like from like the first month.
Yeah.
We need to check on them and what's going on. Mm-hmm. You'll see more hosts, VIP hosts coming in, and then, you know, slowly. You're going to see a lot of hosts going back to home.
What's the time period of the whole show? For this first season, what's the entire time period that they're filming for?
2 months.
Okay. Awesome.
Yeah.
Maddie?
Yeah, if we're like have like, I hope so, if we're going to have like a season two or something like this,
yeah.
I cannot speak about it. It's going to be a long time. It's going to be more than 2 months this time. Well, it's going to be the whole season.
Okay, well, because you can't film in winter, right? So it'd have to be next summer.
No, but it's going to be the summer season, all of it, because it's a big, the summer season that we have in Greece, it's like, starts at the end of April and it ends around like the beginning of October.
Mm. Right.
Look, there's absolutely no way you guys aren't doing a season two. The show is amazing.
Yeah.
Jesse, we got anything in the live chat for Panos right now?
Yeah, so we have Jay Santana in the live chat. And Jay is asking about something we were talking about earlier. So earlier you said you had kind of a bad first impression of Janita because she was drinking.
Mm-hmm.
So Jay is asking, Panos, how did you get mad at Janita for drinking, but every time someone purchased her a shot, she threw it over her shoulder?
Yeah, that's what the audience sees.
Mm-hmm.
That's the difference, you know. I get to spend time with them more than 12 hours a day. So I was seeing other things as well. You know,
right. is that a similar
first
kind
of all,
sorry.
First of all, because we were talking about the altercation that happened.
Yeah.
I think that alcohol was part of it as well.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
You know, they were drinking. They were out and they were drinking. And then you see like another side of Janita coming out sometimes.
Right.
Yeah.
A more aggressive side, let's say.
Is the amount of time that you spend with them, is that a similar kind of explanation? Because we were really curious, and you won from, I think for me, to be fair, like a shady moment of the episode, maybe a couple episodes ago, when you kind of teased Jules with getting an assignment, and then she seemed to think, I want to do it. And then you were like, nah, just kidding. Is that kind of informed by all the time you're spending with them that we don't get to see?
Yeah, sometimes yes, but you know what? I changed it last minute because that wasn't about Jules. You know, Jules is a very good girl and she's very like, you know, she's very pleasant and everything. But it was at this time, if you remember, I had a thing with Janita. You know, everybody was thinking that I don't like her, I have a problem with her and everything. And I wanted to give her a chance, like for real.
Mm-hmm.
And it was literally last minute that I thought about it. Mm-hmm. When I gave the assignment to Jules, I was watching at Janita and I was like, why do I do that? And then I changed it completely. And I was like, Janita, go for it. I want to see you. You know,
gotta
and
go with your gut.
That made her, like, you know, the best after this.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. That makes a lot of sense. Because you gotta go with your gut and you know your people and
exactly.
You've been around them for a long time.
My God, I was
there you go.
Thinking about it. Exactly. That's what I'm thinking about saying all the time.
We are super excited for the next episode. Before we go here, Panos, we've got you. We want to do shadiest moment of this episode. You are here to join us. We know you weren't expecting it, so we're going to give you a second to think about it. Jesse, what's the shadiest moment today?
Okay, so my shadiest moment is when Panos comes to the house to talk to everybody about the situation that just happened, Janita is sitting there wearing a shirt that says, sorry, not sorry.
What is with that shirt, Panos?
I'm like, dude. Like
first
you just
all,
sorry, not sorry.
I need to explain to you that I didn't see the not sorry part.
Oh.
When I went to the house,
she
was already sitting there.
Yeah.
And the t-shirt was writing sorry only.
Yeah.
So the not sorry part, I saw it afterwards on TV.
Yeah.
I've never seen it. And I saw that on the behind, it was the not sorry part. It was very shady for me.
Yeah.
Even just
so
wearing
it,
the sorry shirt.
To be honest with you, I didn't have a voice that day, and I was screaming, but you cannot see it on TV. I was literally screaming, trying to, like, because she was very angry for some reason again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she was talking over me, and I was like, bitch, like, what did you say? Are you kidding me?
She was talking over
like,
you a lot.
What the fuck is going on? Yeah, after a certain point, I started getting angry.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was like, does she understand, like, who she's speaking with? Like, shut the F up.
Yeah.
You know, anyway,
is that that seems similar in a way you feel a lot of times about Brent because to his credit, he's a real go-getter. He wants to go to the next level, I think, and work and really kind of be your partner. But I think it's kind of the same attitude that you're saying. And who are you? Step down. You're not there yet.
Exactly.
So just
I also, you know what, because it's something that you don't like get to see. I'm a small person, you know, very small. So when I have all these people around me, they think that if they raise their voices or something like this, even though I'm the boss, you know, they're going to like, you know, they're going to like make me not scared, but listen to them. They don't understand that I bite like twice as hard sometimes, you know. And that's the funny part, because Jonita was raising literally her voice in order to cover me. And I was like, I was looking at her and I was like, whatever she like, I was already almost to say to her, like, okay, go back home. That's it. You know, you're not going to have a career like, if you start like acting like this.
And speaking of this incident, so now we know you didn't have a voice that day. She's yelling back at you. My favorite part of the episode, which I have to bring up because somebody brought it up in the comments too, is then you start walking out of the house and you give this like little table a kick.
It was in the middle. It was literally in the middle.
Oh my God, that was walking. Amazing.
It was in the middle from the door. And I was like, fuck, you know, last minute. And I kicked it.
Okay, can I ask you, was that actually real or did you do it over again?
It was real. Okay. You know, we have cameras around us. So when I went out, everybody started laughing because they thought I was doing it on purpose. And I was like, guys, it was in the middle. I couldn't open the door.
Like, so now we have like a shadiest chat moment. Because
talk about breaking the tension.
Because Jason Greasehober's in the chat and he says, how's Panos' foot holding up after that furniture kick?
There you go.
So, it wasn't that big kick. It was a small stool.
Chat's getting shady.
Yeah.
Chat's throwing shade. Chat's throwing it. Maddie, what's your shadiest moment today?
I have to go with Brent, him saying that he was really telling people they should go home and he's not an angel. And then also it was like him saying people have to meditate. I didn't like.
Was it him that said that?
Yeah, I thought it was. Yeah.
Oh, geez. Okay.
He was like, like people got to meditate. Aristotle, and I don't know. Okay, I have to ask you this, Panos. Do you think that Brent should tell people to go home?
No, he's not a manager. He's not my partner. If he was my partner and I was working for him, I'm going to expect a paycheck at the end of the month.
That's right.
But no, no. But I think he, at this point, Brent, he understood, like, let's say, what I'm doing. And he was trying to be in my good side, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's why he was like, you know, he was very... very like he was agreeing at everything that I was saying at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was a whole day of like, you know, drama. So I remember seeing Brent, he was all the time smiling to me like, are you okay? Everything is okay and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, yes.
No. Yeah. Leave me alone.
Well, he was happy he was out of the whole drama situation. That's why.
Yeah. I blew my own spot up a little bit because my shadiest moment is the entire house minus Janita and Gabby, because no one went outside to console Gabby. I thought that was really shady and messed up.
Yeah, that's very shady.
Even if you're really Janita's friend, to not console, she got smacked in the face. I mean, that was crazy.
That made me feel very bad about the kids, to be honest with you. I actually tweeted about that at the time, because I didn't know that they will all of them react like this, you know.
It was a bad thing.
It was a girl. Like, at least one of them could go there and see if she's okay.
Sure, What,
because that's what I did the first time. The first thing that I didn't see the Jonita, if you remember, the first person that I saw after this whole incident, because I've heard that she was alone, I went to see Gabby first and I requested like a one-on-one with her.
Yeah, absolutely. I thought that
not
was exactly
with the other
what she
people,
did.
Because she was feeling alone and I wanted to comfort her in a way, you know?
Yeah. Well, that's great.
From comfort to shady, Panos, you got to give us your shadiest moment of the episode.
Me?
Yeah.
I think my shadiest moment or how, okay.
No,
I think
anybody.
The shadiest moment, like, in general, is the same thing that you said, like, that nobody, like, went to see what's going on with Gabby, and they were, like, talking behind her back, and it was a bad thing. Mm-hmm. I didn't like that. That's not the team, you know,
at
the end of the day.
Absolutely.
And I want people to be there as a team.
Yeah.
Right.
That's what you need working
goal.
For you. Guys, we are almost out of time. Is there any last question for Panos in the live chat hanging out with us?
I think we got through most of them.
Let's one last one for you. Right now, where we're at in the show, obviously there was the slap, we'll call it. We know some new people are coming in. We know you and Lindsay are about to talk to Janita and Gabby and address everything.
Oh, my God.
At this, but at this point in time, right now at this episode, of all the kids, who's your number one and who's in last place as far as being a good brand ambassador, the best Lindsay Lohan Beach Club worker? Who's in the first place and who's last place right now?
Last place, there's two people. It's Janita and Gabby. Although Gabby wasn't like, you know, the most angry person, but she provoked the whole situation. She could get out of it. Mm-hmm. And the best is Billy.
Yeah.
This episode.
Wow. He did great. Yeah, absolutely.
He standed out, you know. And Billy was very low key at the beginning. Mm-hmm. He did everything. He made the cocktails. He was all over Big Sack for everything to be okay for him. You know, he was amazing that day. I remember him.
That's awesome.
Yes. He's my star for the day.
Panos, you're our star for the entire season, but especially tonight. Thank you so much for coming to hang out with us.
Guys.
Promise us you'll
Thank
come
you
back
for
again.
Inviting me.
We're inviting you like every week. Promise us you're going to come back here again. Maybe for the finale or something, we'll have you. No promises. But you're coming back.
I will promise you that I will come back at some point.
And everybody needs to go.
I don't know if it's going to be the finale.
Everybody needs to go follow you. You are Panos of Greece, if I'm correct, on your social media.
Yeah, a little bit of a royal.
Come on, go, go follow that man. He is amazing.
Yes.
Ladies, where can they find you?
Guys, thanks so much for joining us in the live chat. I'm Jesse Zahner. You can join me all over social media at Athletic.
And I'm Maddie Pox at Maddie Pox on Instagram. Thank you guys so much. And
thank you, Panos.
Guys, I'm Mike Feeling. You find me at Mike Feeling. Panos, thank you so much, my friend. We'll see you all next week.
Have a good night.
See you guys.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.